Sorry, I forgot I was doing it.
Welcome back to the NerdSit podcast. You're with your two hosts, Samuel and Kelly. How are you, Sam?
How's it going? Yeah, pretty good. Kelly's very pixelated today. We're not 100% sure why, but if you're watching the video version of this, he's very pixelated.
Yeah, look, he looks better. You're not missing out on much anyway.
No, he's pixelated.
Yeah, exactly. You just both flamed me. I didn't even hesitate. You didn't even hesitate. This is what mates do for each other, people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sam, I would ask you what you've been doing this week, but I'm pretty sure I could tell everyone already. But you tell everyone what you've been doing this week.
You have a guess. Have a guess.
I reckon Spellbreak. You've been slapping in Spellbreak.
Yeah. We've been playing lots of Spellbreak. It was the release week, or I guess, was it? I don't remember anymore. I've played so much Spellbreak, I don't even know what day it is.
And, like a week and a half ago, last week?
Yeah. Literally, I don't know. I've lost all track of time because I've just been playing way too much Spellbreak. But it's everything that I would have wanted it to be. It's like perfect at the moment.
It is. It's a lot of fun. Like it brought me back into it for sure.
Yeah. So good. Heaps of Spellbreak. Everyone should go play Spellbreak because they're really good.
Should, because it is just such a different way to play a battle royale.
Yeah, man. Yeah. As I say, if you want to watch some gameplay or learn some stuff, you can go over Green Egg TV Twitch. I'm like every day now. Literally every day this week I've been streaming.
You've been pumping it. It's insane. And honestly, like the clips you've been posting on your Instagram are fucking ridiculous. you're a weapon. I can't keep up with you now.
Getting some big snipes in. But yeah, no, it's honestly so much fun. And if you're on OCE, shoot us a message on Twitter. I'll link you to the big Spellbreak OC Discord. It says Australia and New Zealand. But yeah, that's all I got to say about Spellbreak. What's been happening with you?
Oh, well, it's just been more of the same. I haven't actually been to not too many games this week, man. I've just been watching some stuff. What did I watch? I can't even remember what I've watched. I watched Batman the other night. That was good.
Which one?
The bloody Bane one. Arkham. Whatever it is. Yeah. So that was good. And that's, I don't know, just watching random shit. I've just been tired. So games, I mean, I've been playing a bit of Spellbreak with you, but I haven't been pumping it like you have.
Yeah.
Like you've been spanking. But I think I'm currently storing all of my gamer fuel energy for the winter, for Shadowlands release at the moment, I think. Like, how you've been playing Spellbreak is how I'm going to be playing WoW again.
Yeah.
So, you're going to lose me for a couple of weeks there, I think.
Shit.
Just straight
up. Expand the podcast again.
Yeah. We're going to go on hiatus. Kelly, we've lost Kelly to Azeroth. But anyway, apart from the nerdiest thing I've ever said, Shall we have a chat about some game news?
Yeah, let's get into news. I have something to talk about first. Also, just a note for audio listeners, at the end of this episode, we're going to be watching a new trailer for a game came out. You'll be able to hear it, but you won't be able to see it. Go over to YouTube if you want to see it. Anyway, Xbox Series X is arriving, Kelly, with a price. We have a price now.
Oh, we have a price.
November 10th for $500. I believe that's .com website. Mm-hmm. So that's USD. Mm-hmm. Xbox Series X, its smaller version, is $300. So very cheap. They are offering, I'm just going to talk about a couple of things here. They're offering like finance deals as well if you can't afford it outright. So for €21 or $25 a month, spread across 2 years, you can get Xbox All Access, which is Game Pass plus the console, which is really cool. Oh wait, no, it's Xbox Series S you get with that. So, yeah. Yes. Xbox Series S.
I think there's two different than ones. I think there's a plan for I can't remember which prices I was looking at.
But is there a plan for
35 and 46?
Oh no, yeah, I think
there's a plan for both.
For the Series X, it's a monthly payment of €29 and 35 USD.
Yeah,
which is good. And you also get it's the Game Pass Ultimate, so you also get PC games with that if you're on a PC as well, which is cool. For 2 years, that's awesome. You just get all these games straight away.
And
not to mention all the new games that are coming to. Yeah, and not to mention all the new games that are coming to Game Pass on its release. So it's a pretty good deal. They've also released that the console is going to be to record in 4K at 60 frames a second.
Which is interesting.
Record and stream. And
I'm excited for that and cautious.
That's like a huge claim.
That's a big claim, man. That's like if these consoles are gonna be that good, then fucking oath, I'm so keen for it. Just for the grand scheme of everything, but that's like a big claim if it's not gonna be able to deliver.
Yeah,
and that's got to be the Series X only. The Series S is
apparently it's both. Like,
both.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, even the Series S with like a weaker GPU, it still must be pushing some bloody power.
It doesn't differentiate the two. It just says 4K. So I'm assuming it's both. But that's all the info I got for you.
Well, I can add on to that. I can add on to that for our Aussie blokes.
Yeah.
You there? Oh, sorry. I thought I lost you.
I was waiting. I was waiting for you to continue this part.
So for the Aussie boys, we're looking at $700 redos for the big boy for the Series X, and then we got $499 for the little boy, the Series S, and then I think it's $35 for the Series S for the All Access, and then $46. A month for the Series X. I think those are the All Access monthly subscription like fees. But yeah, so we've got like full pricing and November 10, as Sam said. So that's pretty exciting. It's not far away at all, man.
Pretty cool. Yeah, it really is not that far.
This year is blown by.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts how quick this year has gone.
Well, you know what? That was, I didn't realize you had an Xbox article as well.
Yeah.
And that was my first one. So, shall we move into something with a little bit more juice, with a little bit more zest?
Nah, go for it.
All right. Well, do you remember when we were talking a few weeks ago about the Ubisoft allegations? Staff harassment and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Amongst like all of the other ones that we've unfortunately been talking about. So the Ubisoft CEO has come out and with an apology video statement. And if you want to watch it, it's a message from CEO Vez Guimol. I hope I pronounced that properly. I really don't know. But it's on YouTube and it's quite good. But for those that are listening, essentially what he says is this summer we learned that certain employees did not uphold our company's values and that our systems failed to protect the victims of their behavior. I am truly sorry to everyone that was hurt. We have taken significant steps to remove or sanction all those who violated our values and code of conduct, and we are working now to improve our systems and processes. And it was actually a message they put before their Ubisoft event, like their live stream event. I can't remember what that was called. But it was right before that. But following that, a few additions to the story is Ubisoft is working to make the company a more diverse and inclusive place to work, including an additional $1 million investment in its graduate program over the next 5 years. Where was the other thing? My article just disappeared. Have you ever had a Chrome tab crash?
No, never.
Really? Oh, you don't use Chrome, do you?
Yeah, don't use Chrome.
The last point of that one was they apologized for there was content found in the Tom Clancy's Elite Squad mobile game that portrayed a group similar to Black Lives Matter as agitators looking to control citizens. So they put out a statement all in one little package there for everything. I don't really know what else to make of that. I mean, I think it's quite good. I think it's great when people come out and apologize. I just hope that things actually change under the hood, you know?
Yeah,
actions speak louder than words, as we all know.
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say. Yeah, we'll find out. We'll report
on it when we find out. Exactly. But honestly, Vez, Yez, Guimo, Guillemot, however I butchered your name, good on you, mate. Bloody good on you.
GameStop will close another 400 to 450 stores this fiscal year.
Ooh.
Ooh,
that's a few stores, dude.
Yeah. That's,
holy shit.
Yeah, there's...
that's a lot of brick and mortar.
In a Q2 earnings call with investors, CFO Jim Bell said GameStop had closed a total of 388 stores worldwide so far this year. 206 of those closures occurring during quarter two. This currently puts that GameStop at 5,122 stores worldwide, 602 fewer stores compared to last year, and the company plans to continue closing stores into 2021 as well. So on top of this additional to 400-450, there's going to be more later on, is what it's saying.
Yeah, right.
So that is cutting the numbers. But I don't know. Physical stores aren't really needed anymore. When's the last time you went to an EB Games in Australia?
Well, the only time I ever go to a physical store is if they happen to have a deal on something I'm looking for in the moment.
Yeah.
And
that's me too, yeah.
If it's like just up the road and it's like, oh, sick, I can get that today. And it's cheaper than what it would be to get it online for like the first time ever. So I'm just going to go do that. Those are like the only times I've ever gone to a store. Recent years. But conspiracy theory, right? That just popped into my head about all these stores. So maybe he's been wanting to get rid of them for a long time, or maybe it's been a plan for a long time, but due to circumstances and the massive impact that would have on people's jobs, that if they just came out and closed all these stores, like to put, you know, to minimize their bloody cost, I guess their annual cost as far as buildings go, or like, you know, actual property or land. Maybe this is just a good opportunity for them to finally cull all of that and just move to an online platform like everything else is.
Yeah. The GameStop actually have an online platform? Like, you probably buy stuff online from them. But
it's like EB Games. It's the same thing.
I think it's the same thing.
I'm pretty sure it's the same company, yeah.
Yeah.
Burger
King, like how America has Burger King, but over here it's called Hungry Jack's.
Yeah. Same sort of concept, I suppose. But I don't maybe, I don't know, that was just a a little nugget thought.
Yeah.
Who knows, but that's a shitload of stores, man.
Yeah, it's a lot. I feel like they're just not needed anymore.
I agree. Yeah, like the online shopping platform has just become the convenience of life that everyone's used to now. And the only thing anyone's trying to achieve in life is just to do things the most convenient way possible for them. And if that's just getting it sent to your door, then that's just getting it sent to your door.
Yeah, and there's also like EA Play Game Pass and everything like that now.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like even like Xbox Game Pass and just Stadia, like all of the streaming stuff and online content is definitely reshaping how physical copies of anything really start to exist.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing. And for a lot of reasons, like me environmentally alone, I'm happy for that. You know?
Oh yeah, 100%.
We don't need to be producing that much shit all the time. So
yeah, it definitely helps with that.
Well, you were talking about PUBG Mobile last week.
Yeah.
PUBG Mobile microtransactions though, right?
All right, so, I like some microtransactions.
Right. We're gonna play the guessing game, but we're gonna start you out. So they've made a shitload of money. Shitload of money on microtransactions alone. So in 2020 alone, how much do you think PUBG Mobile has earned in microtransactions? Just in 2020 alone, so far.
Gonna throw a fat 1.2 million on that.
Oh, mate. Well, I'm gonna come back at you with a 1.8 billion.
What?
Do you know what's even more cooked? You know what's even more cooked is that's this year, right? But they have made to date $3.5 billion
in
microtransactions.
What the hell is Fortnite making? Holy shit.
It's to do because
you're saying PUBG
biggest,
Mobile.
PUBG Mobile. So PUBG Mobile as well is like the biggest market in China. Where collectively in China they have spent $1.9 billion alone.
Yeah, okay.
Like, and that's only on iOS. That's only iOS.
That's so crazy. Can't believe
it. Right? How much that I know, right? I swear I'm doing my best here, you know? This is, as far as I could tell, not fake. And I mean, I guess as far as scale goes, it's hit 770 million downloads now and has had almost 200 million this year on its own. So you have that many people spending, I don't know, however much money they need to spend amongst a percentage of them. Like, it makes a lot of sense. I can see how that number's quite realistic, but it just blows my mind when I read it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty nutty number.
I know, dude. Bloody, I just couldn't believe. I thought, nutty. Here we are last week saying, PUBG's fucking dead. Fucking shit. Fucking out of here. You know? Yeah. And now it's just making billions, you know?
Wonder how much it's going to make next year, though. Like, that'll be the...
Yeah. I mean, this year is really shaking things in, you know, both positive and negative ways. But...
Yeah.
Let's, you know, pandemic aside, what do you got? What do you want to talk about?
Look, I have one more story left. And it's pretty big news. It's pretty big news because...
Hit me with it.
Before these two things, I had to buy separately. But EA Play will soon be included with Xbox Game Pass. So you can buy Xbox Game Plus, Xbox Game Pass, and automatically you'll get all of the EA games that are on EA Play.
Yeah.
What
is even on EA Play right now?
Oh, dude, like Madden, FIFA, UFC.
Oh, okay. It's got some kingpins on there.
Yeah, Plants vs. Zombies, Sims, Star True. Wars Battlefront. Yeah.
Okay.
Like Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how I played the game.
True.
Like Titanfall. Like, yeah.
Titanfall 2 or just the first one?
Oh, both.
Fuck, I actually wouldn't mind playing Titanfall 2.
I've got it on Steam.
You would have
Titanfall 2. I haven't played it yet, though.
I thought my library was big, but I'm sure yours is bigger than mine.
Mine is messed up. Yeah, mine's pretty fat right now, dude. but yeah.
Are you about to look at, are we about to compare dicks right now?
I already am.
All right, I'll log in too. So this is two blokes looking at their Steam libraries.
No, that's my cheat. I have 643 games.
Oh, is there an easy way to look? How are you looking?
You just go to your profile.
View my profile. Oh, how many do you have?
643.
True. I've got 413.
Yeah, okay.
Then again, I don't remember the last time I redeemed one of my 400 fucking Humble Choice games. You know?
Yeah, it's true.
I could make that number twice the size and never play one of them if I just wanted to. You know? So yeah, stupid.
I've still got a lot of keys I haven't redeemed either.
Yeah, let's not do that. We'll just save those for a rainy day.
Yeah.
Man.
But yeah, so it doesn't say you'll have to pay more for Game Pass, but yeah, it's just being included more games, more of a reason to get Game Pass.
Well, did you see that Game Pass is leaving beta, so it's going to up its price from $5 to $10 a month?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was just reading about that. Actually, I'm surprised I didn't have that here. But yeah, there you go. There's another little tidbit. Game Pass, because it's leaving beta, if you got in on it for the $1 for the first month, you were getting $5 a month following, and that's what Sam and I currently have. And it's great. Like $5 a month for, you know, what you get is insane. And that'll now include EA get play, isn't it? That was what you were just saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, no. But what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So it's going to be $10 a month now.
Yeah.
So, well, soon, once it leaves beta. I don't have a date on my head. Holy shit. Did I just have a stroke?
I think you did.
I did. I was talking so whatever, and then every thought has left my head. It's very strange.
I don't have a date for when this is happening, but it does look like it'll be there in time for November 10, but
yeah.
We'll keep you updated.
That would make sense. But, you know, that's news that will continue to give you.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the consoles again, I guess, fairly quickly. This is specifically for our Aussie gang. The PlayStation 5 and Series X pre-orders from EV Games will require a $200 deposit.
Wait, the PlayStation will, or both?
Both. The PS5, the Xbox Series X. Those that are, you know, pre-ordering are going to need to put down a $200 deposit.
But if you finance it through, that's just through EB Games.
This isn't just for the Aussie blokes. Did I not say EB Games?
This is more
of
a reason. I'm not sure. It's probably me. But that's more a reason to finance it, mate.
Let me talk about that for a second, because I was reading about it and I was like, okay, how are they justifying this? Is it like an interest thing? Are you just going to end up paying more for the console overall? And when I was reading about it earlier in the week, I think it in Australia, if you felt like, you know, did the Xbox All Access and got the console. And at the time, I only thought it was the console. I didn't know about it including the Game Pass. It would have been $1,000 by the time you paid it off rather than the $700. But if you factor in the fact that you're getting the monthly subscription for the Game Pass, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're literally just paying off the console and getting the paying for a subscription at the same time. It's like getting a phone plan. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah. That's the way I think about it.
Yeah, yeah. So originally I was like, oh yeah, cool. You know, if you just want to pay it off and don't mind end up paying more for the console overall, fine. Like, you know, people will definitely consider that. But the fact that it includes Game Pass, I think it's a pretty solid deal.
Hell yeah, brother. Yeah, I think if I end up, I'm still not 100% sure if I'm going to be getting an Xbox or PS4 at the moment, because like my PC is in a good spot. Unless Ali wants the Xbox, and we'll, but I'll probably go on the finance route, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd
we pay for the pass anyway, so
yeah,
it's like may as well just like essentially upgrade the pass to get the Xbox as well. That makes sense.
Yeah, and I mean, it's you're paying $10 a month. It's just another $35 a month. And what's that? A couple of coffees a week? Like that's how you know.
Yeah, it's easy to...
Yeah, that's just, you know, but, you know, that's the case. But what also happened is that following the announcement of the Xbox prices, there is rumors. There is some reliable sources suggesting that the PS5 has gone and bung their prices back down as a competition. So the PS5, and this is interesting. Now, there's no official announcement for this. It was just, you know, one of those accredited sources situations. But it makes sense, you know, responding to the release and trying to compete with a different price. But the PS5 will be potentially the same price, or allegedly the same price as the Xbox Series X. And then the digital version of the PS5, which would just be this... which is a little bit different to the Xbox Series S. It'll be $399, not $299. But the thing to consider is that the PS5 disc list tray is the exact same as the PS5 with the disc tray, but it's just digital. So you're not getting any difference in performance there. Whereas the Xbox Series X and Series S are different performance.
They're different, yeah.
Yeah, like it's because it's a physically reduced size. And they've, you know, it's a reduced GPU power. Reduced GPU power. But in saying that, they're making claims that you're recording 4K 60 frames, which automatically confirms that you're playing 4K 60 frame games for $300.
Yeah, I think both.
Or $500 Australian. Like,
yeah,
that's fucked. like I can't even, I couldn't, oh no, I could run 60 frames, but like that's the graphics card alone that costs that much at the time, you know?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to these consoles, man.
Forward to a 390.
But I got one more. Have you got any more?
No, I don't have any. We just got the trailer after. I guess we can just end the episode on the trailer.
Well, all right. Shall I continue with my final gambit?
Yeah.
Let's bring Cyberpunk back into the picture just for a second. Just for a second. The only reason is it's one of those big numbers that I was like, holy shit, I've got to mention this. And it's, you know, it's nothing juicy. But in a recent report, from a corporate report from CD Projekt Red, confirms how much they have spent in the development of both Cyberpunk as well as some other unannounced projects and technologies. How much do you reckon that might be?
I actually have no clue.
I know. I would have had no idea, right? I honestly struggle with the concept of how much video games cost to make. For some reason.
Yeah, there's so many factors that go into it. But
this hit 121 million.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So I wonder if in the corporate report there's a bit more of a breakdown as to the cost of bloody Cyberpunk itself. But when I was reading the report, and it's just a big finance corporate report, like, you know, I'm not going to put it on. Yeah, like you gotta
translate it.
Well, yeah, like I remember these from doing bloody accounting 101 at uni. It just looks like that. But it doesn't break it down like, oh, this is how much there was development cost in CD Projekt Red. It's like, oh, this is our net worth output, and this is our, like, you know, labor cost output, and like, that's how obviously it breaks it down. So it's not going to tell us exactly how much, but what it's suggesting is that a lot of that is like, you know, I would say at least 60% of that is probably Cyberpunk, which is hectic.
Yeah.
Or more.
Probably. Yeah, a game like Cyberpunk.
Like 70% of that maybe, you know, 80, 90 mil.
Yeah, I think, man. There's no way to tell.
Yeah, there's really no way to tell. And it's so weird. I haven't really thought about it. Like, I have thought about it sometimes, but it's very quick thoughts. But obviously we know how much time and effort goes into putting a game out. But as far as cost goes, I've never seen those numbers before. And, like, I think the only reason why it's weird is because we've never seen them. Like, you see how much the budget was for movies all the time. So that's just, like, when you read, oh, that movie cost this much, it's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That movie cost this much. Or this lower budget movie cost this much. And I can see why. Whereas with a game, I don't know. Like, it's hard to compute just how much a game costs to make.
Yeah, because there's constantly new technologies and everything like that. And you don't know if they, like, tampered with the VR or testing.
Well,
yeah, there's so many things.
Well, there's all those. And then you've got to look at, like, physical hiring of, like, mocap studios and, like, all of that sort of shit. And, like, voice acting cost and just, like, crazy stuff that they do for, like, cutscenes and animations. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, that's just my little rant about I don't understand how much games cost and I want to know. So someone tell me.
Please. So we got a trailer we're going to watch here and then we'll wrap up the episode. It's a new trailer from Ubisoft. I do believe it is... I have no clue what it's going to be.
Oh, is this I don't know what it is either. Okay, this is going to be
it's a whole new IP. And this is also a new type of thing we're doing here on the podcast. We haven't really watched trailers, new trailers. So if this sucks, let us know. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. If no one else is getting any gain from this, then just tell us.
Yeah.
It's just us sticking our toes in the water.
Yeah, we're just seeing what happens.
Actually, in saying that, would you mind making your OBS bigger?
My OBS bigger?
Just full screening it? Because I'm just looking at windowed version. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Nah, all good. Thank you. Sam and I have got some, like... Yeah, that's perfect. We've currently got... Should we explain how we've got this set up right now?
Well, we just have a program called Parsec, which is... grabbing my desktop screen and essentially streaming it to Kelly's PC. So in real time as well, it's like very, very good.
It's super low latency. It's really low latency. It's very good.
Yeah, you can also hear all the desktop audio on my PC, which is good. Mm. So we can watch stuff together, but most people use it to play couch co-op games together over the internet. So
which is such a cool idea.
Like Battletoads or something.
What's crazy is I came across this program on TikTok.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, to be honest. So this is Immortals Fenyx Rising World's premiere trailer. No clue what kind of game this is. I just know it's like... it's about like Greek gods and things like that. It looks a little bit MMO-y, RPG.
Honestly, just looking at you slide through that, I'm kind of keen.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. It's interesting. 2 minutes. All right. I'm hitting play.
Ooh.
Very colorful.
Yeah, big time. Why does it remind me of Temtem?
Yeah. I was not expecting this music.
Neither. What is... oh, gosh.
Oh, that's a big hammer.
What the fuck just happened? Oh, my God. Just fucking deleted him. I kind of vibe with the music, man.
Yeah, same. This looks like it's going to be a fun, like, beat 'em up game or something.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks cool.
Oh God, I thought it was just going to end there.
Yeah.
You know what? It reminds me of Zelda. That looks like Ganondorf's castle.
Yeah.
Like, it looks the same as Breath of the Wild.
Metal's Phoenix Rising. It reminded me like God of War, Dark Souls, and Zelda.
Yeah.
All in
interesting. One. Immortals, yeah. Phoenix Rising. Honestly,
that's cool.
That trailer has intrigued me. Oh, there's a gameplay overview as well. Cool.
Oh, really? Dude, we can probably just
hell yeah. Let's just watch the videos, people.
I did down the bottom. I saw that it was releasing on Stadia, Xbox, PlayStation 5, Switch, and Epic Games.
Wow.
Wait, no. No, it couldn't have been Epic Games. It's a Ubisoft game. Hang on, I need to like get that right. At least. Let me load it up. No, it is Epic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was
Epic. It'd just be a launch exclusive. They've done it plenty of times.
Why wouldn't they launch it through their own?
Oh, probably because no one fucking likes Uplay, dude.
Yeah, true.
Ubisoft with a whole new IP. Interesting.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to bring it to the podcast.
Because now that I'm thinking about it, I can't even... have they had anything brand new?
No, it's been a long time, man. Yeah. I think the newest thing was like Rainbow Six Siege. Wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's still... Tom Clancy.
That's an old IP, like, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Clancy's been around for decades. Wait, Rainbow, yeah, no.
I can't.
Rainbow Six, is that Tom Clancy? Or is that Ghost Recon? Fuck, I am getting my shit mixed up, am I?
Rainbow, all of that is Tom Clancy.
It's all Tom Clancy. Yeah, it is. Sorry,
They're separate series, though. They're just written by Tom Clancy.
Right, yeah. That's what I mean. Like, they, you know, they've... Far Cry, Assassin's Creed, you know, they've all been around for a long time.
Yeah.
That's I'm quite excited. Let's keep going. I'm sorry. I'm just rambling.
big Zelda vibes.
Massive. Big Zelda vibes. Please, thank you. Love it. Love it. Impartial about it. Yeah, because we're gamers, dude.
I almost don't like the art style.
I know what you mean. It's almost Fortnite.
That was about to say
it is literally thing. Fortnite it literally Zelda. Like Fortnite. It is fucking Fortnite Zelda. And now that I've realized that, I'm like less keen, but I'm interested to still see what the gameplay is like.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're so right. And I hate it, dude.
I was trying to figure out before, but fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, same. I was like, oh, it's really cartoony, but what is it reminding me of? Fortnite.
Yeah.
Fucking Fortnite.
It's more detailed. It's more detailed than Fortnite.
There's a lot more. It's not cel shady, but there's a lot more shading and shadowing. There's a lot more depth to the textures, but it's less like Play-Doh.
Yeah.
So it's like it's still
got that whole toy box vibe.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, it looks like a lot of other games I've played. Like, it looks like that little tower defense game. All Orcs Must Die. Like, it looks exactly the same as that kind of art style.
Yeah,
we've seen it before, but anyway.
So all the attacks and stuff look badass.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like MMO-y in that respect.
Yeah.
Whoa. Dude, it's like early God of War.
Yeah, that's my favorite enemy.
Zelda.
Yeah, that was Zelda.
That is literally Zelda. Every single temple in Zelda. Like, look, and the thing is Zelda doesn't have IP on a puzzle game. Like, it's just it's just the fact that this game is incredibly resembling Zelda.
And
it's
not a write-off either, but like what we're saying is, if you liked Zelda, you're gonna like this game.
It looks
very similar.
We're laughing at it because it's like, oh shit, it's not laughing at it in mockery. I think that's just an Australian thing. I don't know. Would you say
Yeah, I think it's an Australian thing as well.
Like, when something's just fucking sick, we just laugh at it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. That's 100% Australian
thing. Yeah. Rooted, mate. All right.
December 3rd.
Wow, that is really fucking close, dude.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's really cool. You know what?
I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I was just, I might play this.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get it. So, like, this in a way... You know the only thing I really struggled with Breath of the Wild?
What?
The fact that I am just not good with thumbsticks. I had so many words I was about to say before that, but they were far from appropriate. I am useless. It's like, look, I've got thumbsticks. Trust me. Look at them. I've got them. useless with them. Apart from a racing game or a fighting game, moving a camera with a thumbstick, just, I struggle with it, man. The fact that we're getting like an open world Breath of the Wild on PC. Wait, it was PC, wasn't it? Definitely.
It's on literally everything.
Yeah, even, okay, cool.
Even
yeah,
PS4 and Xbox One.
So like, I was just making sure it wasn't like just consoles.
Epic Games. Games Store.
Yeah, yeah. I'm keen. I'm just, I don't know. That just scratches an itch for me. Whether or not like it's going to be a phenomenal game or I'm going to love it or hate it or whatever. But that's just an itch that doesn't get scratched very often. And that's what they're delivering in a month, 2 months. So I'm fully on board. It looks interesting enough to try. I mean, I think I'm gonna I think I'm gonna struggle paying $70 for it though.
I would say the same thing.
Yeah, like but I would.
We'll have to wait for it on release. Yeah, see how good it is.
Yeah,
if it's like wow, this is like literally just as good, if not better than Zelda, like then it's worth the $70 or $80.
And I mean, when I say get it, Sam and I never pre-order things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never. Unless, what was the last thing I pre-ordered?
You pre-ordered Doom.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, you, because we had that whole clip on an old episode. It was like, I'm gonna Doom. I'm Dooming.
Yeah.
When you were opening up the case live. I'm a
big Doom fan. I still haven't finished the game, actually. I should probably do that.
Actually,
it's just been so much stuff coming out.
I was thinking about games needing to be finished. I was watching Dark Souls 3 speedruns today and was like, oh, I should play this game. And Jake was like, yeah, we should play it. And I was like, I need to finish Sekiro first. I still haven't finished it. Yeah.
I need to finish Sekiro as well. Yeah.
Well, anyway, then maybe we'll do. Sam and I will have to do an episode about all the games we've never finished because it'll take probably 4 years to get through them all.
That's true. I have over 600 games in my Steam library.
I think I've played 5% of all the games in my library. Must have.
100%.
Yeah.
Definitely haven't finished them.
Well, look, I think that's it from us.
I think that's the episode, 50 minutes, Kelly. That's an episode length.
And honestly, tell us, those at home, listening audibly or watching, what do you think about the trailer thing?
Yeah, or just like having any kind of video game related YouTube video.
Do you want to see us,
watch a video and talk about it?
Throwing more content up, just sussing stuff out, you know, make it a bit more, like as we're doing things, just, you know. You could just come along the ride with us.
Yeah, just that stuff.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about, man.
Me neither.
Thank you for listening. Sam, you always do the where you can find us shit better, so please go on.
Well, yeah, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and YouTube. We upload YouTube highlights. There's a podcast audio version that gets uploaded to iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and everywhere else you get your podcast every Monday. It gets uploaded sometimes earlier than that if you can catch it, but it's always there by Monday. So yeah, you can listen to it there. Or if you want a video version, that'll be on YouTube every Monday again. And same thing, sometimes it's up there earlier. But yes, you can find everything at those places.
And
thank you for listening.
Conveniently enough, let's just, you know what, Sam, we'll just quickly plug this one in there. Let's say you're listening to the podcast and you're like, I really like this little story. I want to send just this story to my mate. You know what? There's probably a pretty good chance that there is a highlight of that story on our YouTube. So make sure you go suss it out.
On our YouTube. If you want to rate and review us, you can do so on podchaser.com if you search NerdSit Podcast. You can also review us on iTunes. And that helps us out a lot, telling a friend about the podcast. Much.
Tell your grandma. Tell your dog.
And that is all for today.
Catch us later.
Catch you next week.
Love you all.
With the news.
Goodbye.
Love yous. See ya.